We want to start with the pledge.
Yep.
We use Mark's flag there. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Just to say today's
States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Liberty and justice for all.
Today is Monday, May 10th.
We were all prepared.
Everybody had a flag.
7:04 p.m.
Okay, roll call.
Okay, Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sell.
Here.
James Butler.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Fraschino. Heather Mountain. Okay, we got a quorum.
Okay. So we'll go to number three, additions or deletions to the agenda. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda? Anybody have anything?
I don't even have the agenda.
You should have it. It came.
I know. I changed my email address and it was kind of late.
Okay. The next we'll go on to the acceptance of the minutes of April 12, 2021. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the minutes?
Ron, I sent you a copy of the agenda. If you check your email now, sorry.
Oh, yeah,
we got it.
Thanks.
We got it. We're okay. Okay. If there's no somebody want to make a motion to accept the minutes? If there's no changes, deletions, corrections, or any of that,
I make a motion to accept the minutes as printed.
John, we have a second? Ron, Jim Butler?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? If there's no opposition, then we'll move on to the public portion. Do we have anybody from the public who would like to speak? Anybody from the public would like to speak? Going to our third time, anybody from the public would like to speak? There's nobody from the public, then we'll move on to correspondence. Dennis, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Oh, wow. We're moving right along. Okay. Well, we might as well go right to the director's report because I can see that athletic director is not here. At least I don't see him on the screen. Dennis, you want to go ahead?
Sure. Okay. In regards to programs, it looks like we're going to have a youth soccer program. They did end up registering over 100 kids, which is actually nowhere close to where they used to be several years ago, which was around 300. They're going to have a program, and this to me is successful because I was worried that they weren't even going to be able to do this, but they are, and they've been working out up at Wittick Park, and they're going to have a program. Little League didn't do so well registration wise. Their numbers are down drastically. They are of course going to have a program. They're playing their games regionally. They have to team up with other towns in their district in order to play games because we don't have enough, obviously, teams or kids to play games within ourselves. Summer program, Bradley School, is not going to happen. Bradley School, it appears as though the Board of Education has received a significant sum of money, and they've got this is from the government, I believe, and this is based on the pandemic government money that the schools are getting. So the Bradley School has a litany of construction projects that they're going to do this summer. They're putting air conditioning in the cafeteria, in the gymnasium. They're redoing their bathrooms. There's going to be a crane up there. They're even expecting to redo the entire playground with new equipment this summer. So that knocked us out of having a summer program up there. So I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to try to work something out to have an open gym at the community center for a few hours a day, just so that we have something. This is disappointing. I thought we would be able to get back into the groove with our summer program this summer. It would have been very difficult, and it would have been a pretty good challenge. And certainly we can't do it without the school. You know, we eat lunch in the cafeteria every day, and that half hour to an hour break that we get in the middle of our program day where we go inside for lunch, it's kind of like something you can't do without. You know, you get a 90, 95 degree day, you need some relief. So that's not going to happen at Bradley School this year. But I'm being told that next year it'll be fantastic. And, you know, we'll be able to come back strong because everything will be in place, and there'll be some additions that we can enjoy. So that's where we are with that.
How about Irving?
Irving never did work out. It never did work out. It's the situation was a little too scary, to be honest, with you being right on the road there. We also got chastised pretty much from the library when we tried to do it at Irving. You know, Irving was not a successful endeavor for us, summer program wise. Believe me, it was several years ago, and it did not work out. We had significant problems. And I'm pretty sure I didn't inquire into Irving, but I can't imagine that they're not doing projects as well, I would think. I know that the summer schools are being moved up to the middle school and high school. So I didn't ask anything in regards to Irving. Pretty sure that if I did, we would find out that there's things going on there as well. I had a real hard time at Irving. It's a little scary. That road is very busy, and it's very close to where the kids would be. You know, back then, they would run across the street into the library. That did not make the library happy. It was not a good situation.
Okay.
What about the feasibility of for 1 year having it up at Payden?
You know, can't say that wasn't thought of by me. It didn't get any farther than me. Don't know. I'm not ready to ask for that up there for this. That would be every day. So what that would mean that we would be in the great room every day. There is no other room at Payton, by the way. It's as beautiful and as great as it is. There's no other place to sit down and have lunch indoors, okay, in that building. You know, you have locker rooms, you have the great room, you have the memorabilia room, and locker rooms. So you don't, you know, that would be us occupying the great room on a daily basis. Right now, for May, I have a calendar here. Starting tomorrow, I've got 6 dates of scheduled events in the great room through the end of May. Okay. Of course, none of them are paid anything, just so you know. They're the Board of Education and the Police Department. And that's it, basically the Board of Education and the Police Department. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. That to me appeared to be a little bit too controversial for my taste. With all the, we've been arguing about a lot of things up there, and you know, I wasn't prepared to ask for that for this program. I mean, if anybody thinks that, you know, that's absolutely the way to go, then, you know, I'd be happy to entertain an inquiry. But just remember what we're doing. You know, we're there on a daily basis. And we would have to have food on a daily basis. I suppose that would come down from the high school, I think, or the middle school. We have custodial persons there, probably not expecting to take on something like this, but so what? I don't know. I didn't feel comfortable reaching out for that.
Anything else? That football game was pretty good. I didn't know any of the members, but it was a good game.
Pretty one-sided.
Yeah, it was one-sided. Well, one team had like 70 players, the others had what, like 25?
Yeah, so the I had heard that DC was not going to have a plentiful amount of players. They were down in Charlotte, I think it was last week before coming up here. So, and they lost some guys because I heard them talking amongst themselves with some of the New York guys about, you know, losing players to injuries. Yeah, so they came up with pretty much, not a whole lot of players. And apparently the New York team has more players than anybody everywhere they go, because their last game was in Dallas. And they went down there and they beat Dallas in their previous game. So these guys are all over the place. I mean, the crowd wasn't that great, but you know, that doesn't matter to these guys. Don't play in front of anybody anywhere, to be honest with you. They play for themselves, is what they do. I mean, they get people that come, but not many at all. They're tough. They're not teams that many people snuggle up to, because you know, they come from all over. It's not like a high school team where you got your high school and you got your tradition. You got all, we've had at five football games now up there, the other ones are basically travel. I'll call them travel / AAU type football games, and they're they're teenagers and younger. And they're travel teams as well. And they don't bring a lot of people either, because, you know, the kids come from all over. The parents hardly know each other. So they're not, you know, traditional games like you think, you know. They don't have like the support people, in the stands, doing the rah-rah thing. So you really don't see that with these kinds of games. But, you know, they still are football games. I was captivated by it, but, you know, it's a long game, and, it's a long afternoon. But, it was interesting. It was interesting. And they certainly want to come back. And we are, Eddie's saying it, we'll do one game a year. Right now they're hoping to play Philadelphia at our field. They're very, very polite people. Okay. They're all, cops and from tough places. You're not going to meet a more polite group. I'm telling you. Yes, sir. No, sir. And all that. Of course, they loved our field. of course. You know, they play in some really good places, and they play at some cow pastures. So they certainly loved our field, for sure. And they went up and had a picnic at our picnic grove. So the picnic actually started at halftime. So they really made for where they were and took advantage of everything we had. The place, I'm telling you right now, 1 hour after the game, you would not even know that anything was there. I'm telling you. They work.
That's good.
They work too. Yep. So, listen, I would love for them to play a game once a year with us. I know they will. That's for sure. So, I think we can get that done.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good to see the field as they are now.
Yep. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of exposure that's going on because, everybody that comes, nobody that comes is walking away from that place saying, hey, this place is all right. Not at all. They're walking away from our place saying, this place is beautiful.
Right.
And, I've had some calls that did not materialize from people that were at these games and inquiring. So, once it gets started, it's going to be like a runaway freight train. That's what I think. I do believe it.
Good.
And, we just got to hope and maybe we get some baseball going in the near future. I think we will. But the football is on its way.
Okay.
Is there baseball there tonight? Are the firemen playing tonight?
No, the firemen are not coming to paid in until June. There is a game right this minute, and it's Derby High School girls. They're playing Seymour, and the game was in Seymour, and it rained today. So they moved the game to Derby. So there is a game going on right now. The firemen cannot get on Payton Field. Payton Field is too busy with our teams, our high school teams. It's too busy until June. So they're coming.
That's good.
They're coming. But, we got to get through with the school stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That's everything?
Summer program. The community center. We just went past the $50,000 recreation receivable marks. Doing a lot of swim lessons, and we're playing basketball, and really, we're bringing in decent money here, without getting a real lot from our health club, which is still kind of reeling the effects from the virus. But we've got some things going, and I've been rather busy with those, so I guess that's positive.
Okay.
And the other thing, Andy, fee schedule for Wittick and Bradley, is that something we want, or no, that's separate?
That's next on the agenda.
Yeah, okay. So unless there's any questions of me, that's it for me.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Nope.
Okay, we'll move on to number 8, and it's the fee schedule for the Wittick Park. Well, they call it Amendola Field and Wittick Park, discussion and possible action. We may have used the wrong language on that because I think we used Bradley School Fields or something like that. But anyways, we really, we didn't get any real directions on how they wanted us to proceed with the, they were not happy with us, that I can say. They listened to our meeting and they thought that we were a little rude, that we didn't have enough knowledge of our, of their policy for the fields.
What was that?
So they, huh?
What was that?
It was a subcommittee. They invited me and Dennis to the subcommittee just before the last meeting that you were at for the regular alderman meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were not happy with us. They said that we should be reading our documents and we should know them. So I said, well, okay. But they wanted the fee schedule. And I kind of mixed that up. I thought we were referring to Payden Field. They were referring to the, showing here Amendola Field. Well, for talk's sake, I'll call it the Bradley Fields and the Whittick Park. So they wanted that fee. So there was a little bit of discussion about that. I was not understanding. I did not lie to anybody. I thought I was telling the truth. So whatever happened with that, that's come and gone. But I didn't realize what they were looking for when they asked for it. They were not happy with the fact that we don't read the document for the Payden Field. So when you get a chance, read it over. The couple of questions that we said we were going to ask the board were in there. The alcohol question was on the last page of the document where it said that if anybody's going to be having alcohol, that it could be okayed, but the Board of Aldermen has to okay it. And it was minor things. They didn't like the fact that periodically we say, well, why do we have to go back before the Board of Aldermen? It seemed like a legitimate question. It wasn't meant in anger. As you guys know, it was just a question of how many people run the show. That's all it was. It was no intent to anger anybody or to insult them for that matter. So, the person that was really angry and insulted, I'm sorry that happened, because that was not our intent as a board. We're appointed, they're elected. It's a little bit different. I did not realize that we worked directly for the board, but if that's the case, then we'll abide by what they tell us. So we did come up with a plan. And what we did was Dennis and I launched off the plan that they had for Payden Field, because when you get all the way to the end of that, at least it qualifies who's who in order to find out what they will actually pay, because that's been the question, is who's paying what at what time. There was a public portion, and there was a person that did come on the public portion, and they were concerned about the fact that they have to charge any outside concern for the Bradley School fields because the fence is broke and the lights are left on. So I said, okay. So we tried to come up with a schedule. Dennis come up with the actual numbers. I don't know if the board will be happy with the numbers or not, but they seemed reasonable. Obviously, group one and group two are zero. Group three is $100 for Bradley School and Whittick Park. And group four is $200 for both parks. Now, there was a question about the adult men's soccer team. They were playing in the State of Connecticut Soccer League. As you can read on that page 10, they were charging $50 per game. I think that was for each team. And
yeah, we have two teams. Yeah. And yes, I was asking $50 for each home game.
Okay.
From them. And I don't know if they, if anybody thinks that, we should adjust that fee, then certainly welcome to listen to it. If you don't mind, if I just interject real quickly, I appeared to get in trouble with thinking that the programs with the 503C, which is something that we've been talking about for months, belonged in category three. That seemed to make the operations and procedures rather upset, because the programs that I thought would be in category three, because they had the 503C, they felt belonged and should be in category four, which is fine. If they belong in category four, then so be it. What confused me is these programs are no different. It's certainly the AAU or travel football programs that we have coming to our field now, they are no different whatsoever from the Boys of Summer program. And we talked about the Boys of Summer for how many months? Probably close to a year. And never realized that they're actually a Category 4 program. We've had them for discussion purposes, of course, because we never cemented it. They were in Category 3 for that entire discussion. And that is what led me to thinking that these programs that we were about to do business with were Category 3 as well.
When I looked at the language, it did look like there was an exception to the rule based upon the language of being a 501c. And I did try to clarify that at the operations and procedure meeting. That's when the people that wrote it said, no, that's not our intent. So they're saying is,
they no, that, it, I'm that, looking at it right now.
Pardon?
Except that's how they wrote it.
Yeah, but there was one section in there that almost, it seemed like there was one exception to the rule. And I thought that at that particular time that the Boys of Summer, I mean, not the Boys of Summer, I'm sorry. It was one other one that we had said that we thought they were the exception to the rule. I think it was the football team that played this Saturday. We thought they fell into another category because it says a 501c that collects a gate. Well, the gate was just like a donation. It really wasn't a gate, but it looked like it was an exception. The committee said, no, that's not an exception. That if we have a question, we go back before them. They're saying that we were incorrect in our assumption. That was not, once again, that was not done on purpose. We tried to read these things because it's a long document. So we try to read them, and we've read them numerous times over. And that, obviously, we read it so much that we thought that was the exception. And it is not. So, but once again, that's it. When I write something or somebody else writes something, my intent may not be exactly clear, or the way, or somebody else may interpret my intent different than what I made. And that seems to be the case here. That was not Dennis's fault. I read into that, and I thought that because they were 501c, that they were eligible for the category or group 3. That's all that was with that. Now, we didn't know exactly which direction they wanted to go. Because they had the online with the city hall, they have all the Payton Field documents. So what we did was we took out everything that didn't look like it belonged in there, but we kept the groups, what qualifies what for what group in, as you read it, right? Everybody's gotten a copy. Now I don't know who has to accept that. Because the Board of Aldermen.
I think the Board of Aldermen, I believe the Board of Aldermen. Maybe
the Board of Aldermen, then we wait for their input, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we just wait for the yay or nay.
Group 3, though, and Group 3 and Group 4, one's for derby organizations and one's not, right?
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I think the intent is anybody that's not derby is pretty much falls in the categories that pay the money.
Yeah, so. It's cool. Yeah,
I'm sure we're going to get these kind of glitches anyways.
Yeah, and just so you know, we know the Boys of Summer, I believe, will resurface. But when they do. It's not going to be Category 3 because it can't be. They're no different than these other programs that that's been determined to be Category 4, which doesn't mean anything because the Boys of Summer, if they wish to get an adjustment to their fee, you know, they'll have
to go before the board.
to the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah.
And sell their case. So, you know, they still can do that. They still can do that.
Changed everything.
Huh? What?
Hayden Park has changed everything. The charter.
Oh yeah, it did. Yeah. Well, now we're writing policies. Yeah.
You know, the charter that the Parks and Rec Department controls all parks, not the Board of Aldermen.
Well, that's not. Yeah, right. But now they do believe that they do.
Yeah, I know.
That was clear in my mind that the Board of Aldermen does believe they now make all the decisions.
Well, you read
I'm not saying that they don't pass it back to us to execute. Totally I'm right. just saying that I sent it to them because they were the ones who said they wanted the schedule. So that's why we sent them the schedule.
I can see the new set of rules, this and that. But once we get the rules, we administer them as they are. And that's it. We have control.
Let me say this, that I've been around for a long time. I've been in a lot of organizations. And I've never been a person that believes you should have two or three bosses running any organization. Right, that was been my take from the beginning. It's not to step on anybody's toes. I just believe that if you set policies in something, you put it, give it to the director or you give it to your department head or whatever it is, and say, okay, these are the rules, live by them. And usually you don't have to go back with a lot of stuff. That's the only thing that we're trying to say about the Board of Aldermen is it's tough going back for everything. That's all the intent was. It wasn't we were trying to step on anybody's toes or anger anybody.
Once we have the rules, we shouldn't have to go back and forth. If we can have beer and wine, there are times it should be up to us.
Yeah, right. But they're saying no. Nope. They wrote it right well, in the policy.
You know, I mean, Andy, not all of them are saying no. I mean, I think you got some different views within the Board of Aldermen too. Right? This is basically operations and procedures.
I know you guys went there. I mean, you know, if we're going to have a repast for somebody this week, they got to wait 2 weeks to have the funeral, and so we can have a Board of Aldermen meeting to see if they can have booze at the place. I don't understand that.
Well, you're right. Well, there's some things that are kind of like logistically almost impossible. I mean, you have the 6-week notification for the rental. Those things are going to be hard. Now, I think a lot of everybody kind of knows that, you know, this is all brand new stuff, and it could be subject to adjustments. And I think everybody's okay with adjustments. It's just that, you know, test cases are going to show us what needs to be adjusted. And hopefully, you know, when we do see a need for an adjustment, that we go along with it rather easily rather than, you know, fight about it. But, you know, everything's new. Everything's new. And, you know, I do think that everyone kind of believes that, you know, this is new stuff. And, you know, we might not have everything exactly right so far. And
here's how I understand this. Somebody can correct me if they would like. I think the reason why we run into some glitches with this is because of the great room. If we did not have that great room, the field would be just like they always were. Everything would always be like it was. But because I do believe that the Board of Aldermen, and they may well be correct, that buildings in the city of Derby fall under the Board of Aldermen. We should have kept that separate, and then it would have made things a lot easier. And I could be wrong on that because some of it does overflow, like the kitchen and the warming room and stuff. But I think that's what puts the authority into the Board of Aldermen's area is because they feel that the great room is a building that belongs under the power of the Board of Aldermen. And that's fine.
The building is in a park though. It's under Parks and Rec. That whole building wouldn't be there if it wasn't for the parks the parks that are around it.
Yeah.
So it's included in the park. The thing is they have to just get their rules. Here are the rules and that's it.
And yeah. Right.
For it to go back for everything is kind of, you know, that's kind of tough to do.
Yeah, it's too bad there wasn't a shortcut way to do that. That's why I thought that a department head, director, or whatever, it should be clear under this condition, you do this. Under right. that condition, you do yep. that. Not take it back. And then what happens if I want to have an event, and the board decides when I go before them and say, no, you're not going to have liquor at that event. But yet, let's say Ronnie goes there and he says, I would like to have an event. See, it isn't A and B and B. This is right. when you have something like this, you have people that can just at a whim decide what they're going to do instead of saying, you know, these are the criteria by which you can or cannot do a certain thing. And it's to make it easier. It's not to try to anger anybody or any of that kind of stuff.
If we're going to try to make money in this fall here, it's never going to work this way.
Not at all.
Well, maybe, yeah. Well, we haven't yet.
What the feasibility our committee and the subcommittee getting together again and start, you know, hashing out all these problems.
Well, so that sounds good.
Yeah, we come up with some questions and we go, and this is the ones we really need answered so we can run this place.
Well, before, remember, we said at the last meeting we were going to ask the Board of Aldermen members. But before we had a chance to do that, they had already invited Dennis and I to their subcommittee meeting. And that's how this all came out the way that it did. We never got a chance to call them up and say, what do you want to do about, you know, like you say, a repass or something like that. And it makes perfect sense, especially because you can't plan for when somebody's going to have a death and you got 2 days or a day to plan it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that would be impossible, but we don't have it written in there. So maybe the board will desire to say, oh yeah, that makes sense under these conditions and add it in.
Right.
I can't see why it can't be added in. You know, it's reasonable. It's for the city. You know, most of the things that happen in Derby are usually for the citizens. Right. But you see, what happens when some of this stuff, things like one of the, you remember back, let's go back to the boys of summer thing. One of our big concerns was how many kids that play for these teams come from Derby. We were very concerned about having kids from Derby maximizing our field. That was one of the big reasons why we voted the way we did when we did waive it up at the Bradley School. So, but if you don't have those opportunities to say, geez, what's reasonable? How do we want to take care of our these particular groups? Then it makes it seem like we're picking and choosing. And that's, you know, and nothing right. is perfect, I'm sure. But those are the kind of things. You do have a good point, though, Ron, about what happens if there's a repass or something like that.
We gotta figure you're it absolutely out. Right. We got to get together and say, yeah. And not to put them on the spot, but we got to know. We need an answer.
Well, they did give us an answer. They said it's on the last page of the document that says they'll make the decision.
Yeah, but they can't be making a decision for repass.
They don't have a meeting until 3 weeks later. How are they going to make a decision?
But right. Well, those are the problems that I think, I don't know, maybe some of this stuff needs to be tweaked. It's written in blood.
Pretty simple. You have a repass. You can't pick this repass. You could have beer and wine, and this one can't and everything. At a repass, you have it or you don't. You know?
Yeah.
And it's a simple answer.
Yeah.
And now you guys know why I don't want to bring the summer program to Payton.
Yeah, we're just worried about the kids. You know that.
No, I hear you. And you know, you're right. You're right. But that to me right now is too controversial. I just, you know, that's 30 days straight. And that means nothing else comes. You know, it's, I don't know. I didn't think it was a good idea for me to present because it would be my headache.
Well, maybe when this all shakes out, this newest document we sent everybody for the Bradley School in the soccer field, maybe that would be reduced to just the page 10. Maybe they don't want all that other stuff, but without getting any kind of guidance, and that's the kind of document that they had developed for the Payton field, I said, well, we better try to stay with that. Now, that may be something that when it's all said and done, they may say, no, scrap everything and just keep that page 10.
The fee schedule, yeah.
If that's the case, that's okay, too.
Yeah, and that kind of would be preferable. Whatever they want, they get. But, you know, a lot of that that language comes from the Board of Education rentals and stuff too. So it's very technical, and as you can see, there's a lot of it. And I don't know. I think it could be much simpler. Hey, this is what it costs. You coming? Pay the fee.
All right.
Yeah, I think the reason why I thought that it deserved a document was because the questions will come up about, what we should be paying and where they qualify. That's why.
You're right. No, to get this thing started, this is the way it had to start. You know, certainly. We should all believe that. I think that this is how we needed to present it. If they can pick and choose some things that, don't need to be there, great. But they would have to pick and choose some things that don't need to be there.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, everybody's gotten a chance to look at it. I guess we had the discussion part of it, but as far as the action, I guess we're going to have to wait until we hear back from the committee as to what they believe. Well, I don't know how long it'll be, but we tried to get it out. I did promise that we would have something before their next meeting, and we got out a couple of weeks before the next meeting. Is tomorrow night a regular meeting, Ron?
Thursday.
Isn't Tuesday the second Tuesday of the month? Isn't that alderman meeting?
Thursday, second and fourth Thursdays.
Thursday, that's right. I meant to say Thursday. Sorry. But they may not take that up on the Board of Aldermen because I sent it to the subcommittee.
Yeah, I haven't seen the agenda yet or anything. I don't know.
So they may not visit it until the fourth week when they have their operation and procedures. And it'll give them, I guess, time to take a look at it. But we did send it off several days ago. So, I almost forgot to send a copy to Karen for you guys. But I wanted to make sure you had took a look at it so you could see what you guys think. Because, I mean, obviously, you got the same amount of input as we do. Everybody has equal input. So if there's anything in there between now and when the board meets, by all means, let us know. And we'll try to get that information off to the board. But the Payton Field did change the way the Parks and Recs does business, obviously. So.
Well, it's like a technicality, but the charter says we control all parks, and this is in a park, and it's Payton Park, and it's, so it's just, but we don't want to get in a pissing contest now. We just want to know, okay, what do you want? Okay, then that's the way it is. That's the way we'll do it. But we can't be having them decide who's going to use it all the time, because that's not the way it should be.
Not at all.
We have a person in charge, and once, your expectations, we should be able allowed to do it.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's where we are. So as soon as we hear back, we'll try to get information off to everybody. And ultimately, we still have to take action on this. If we're all in agreement that this is where we want to go, then we will, we have to still vote on it.
Right.
So, all right. I don't think there's anything else. Does anybody else have anything?
Just a question. Last month, we were talking about somebody looking into the feasibility of stocking the Wittick Pond.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is Mark there? Mark knows something. Are you there? I think if he's around.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to bring it up, but thank you for thank you for remembering. That was exciting that somebody remembered. But I did speak to the state, the fisheries division, and they were excited to hear from us. The gentleman from the fishery came down, take a look at both of the reservoirs, and they said that it is a possibility that they would be interested to stock the pond and hopefully at no cost to the city. And they could do that on an annual basis if everything gets worked out. So they need to come back with they have a boat that they have, a particular boat that has some mechanical equipment that's not working right now, that will test the depth and the they'll do like a quick survey of like the size of the fish that are in there now. Did say Mark, though, right
Mark,
now.
For a couple of years, we've been talking about getting rid of those cattails there, and we were supposed to get rid of them all along the bank so people could actually fish.
That's supposed to be cut out, right?
Has that been done?
No, I spoke to Mr. Armino because I know it's a big issue. Because actually, to be honest, I noticed the other day. It looks like it grew even more. Like with
spread the all over. Yeah, you can't even fish mostly.
Yeah, so like especially on that part, like that part near Ridge Road, like it's all blocked off. There's a big area there, and then in the back. But anyway, just to stick on the fishing, and then I'll give you what I talked to Mr. Armino this morning. So they have to check this out, the depth and everything. But they did recommend that if we do choose to have it stocked, that it would it's better, depending on the depth, they'll know better to advise 100%. But it's probably better to have people be able to take out the trout, not just catch and release. Because if you stock it, then he said if it's not deep enough, then the water is going to get too warm, and then you're going to find the fish dying there. So he did, but they'll be able to tell us like more technically what needs to be done. So as soon as I said, maybe we could get the fire department to get you out there in the boat, but it's a specific boat where they basically do some kind of like a shock to the water, and the fish basically get stunned, and they're able to measure the fish and take like a little bit of get a sense of like a survey or whatever of the population of the fish that are in there. So, and they'll do it on the lower one and the upper one. And then, so we're progressing the best we can, but as soon as they get that thing fixed. And the cattails, Mr. Armino said that they were going to start, he said they were going to start this week, but I guess they're going to have to do some with Public Works themselves. And I can see Mr. Sill smiling there.
It's been last year and the year before.
I can report Mr. O'Connell was there when I started the conversation. I don't know if he heard it, but I did ask him about it. So they're going to probably need to get an outside contractor that has a bigger backhoe, because apparently you're not supposed to cut it. If you cut it, it'll make the weeds grow. Yeah. The root system grow more. So they have to dig out some themselves, and they're going to get like a bigger excavator to get that out.
Yeah, I know about 12 years ago, we had them all removed, and then we were supposed to monitor it every year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as usual, we didn't keep up. But if we do it this time, we should keep up with it, because it could be real nice without all that stuff around, you know?
I think you make a good point there, just because if you keep up, the point is then people will probably more likely, you know, use it. It's there to be used. And there's really no wear and tear if somebody's fishing or not. So it's, you know, and if they'll stock it, that's actually probably a good thing for the pond.
Oh, that'd be beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
So
Mark, thanks a lot, by the way, for helping us with that. You kind of did all the legwork on that one.
No problem. I deal with that with DEP because we sell the fishing licenses and hunting license. So I was able to, the person I deal with was able to put me directly in touch, and the guy was very accommodating, very nice. So they're doing an event, I think, this weekend up at Pickett's Pond. They're doing a thing where they're giving free stuff to the kids. So it's a nice thing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Cause that was,
there's been a lot of activity at Pickett's lately. So
yeah,
not sure exactly what it is, but they've been opening up that pavilion there, and I don't know if they're renting it or don't know what's going on, but seems like there's something there almost every weekend for the last 3 or 4 weekends.
Oh, that's cool.
The pavilion way at the top, too. I was by there a couple times in the last 3 weeks, and there's a party way up at the top all the time.
Well, there used to be. There used to be back in the day.
And there's supposedly no alcohol there, right?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't claim to know.
Because that crew I saw, that top one the other day, the motorcycles with this and that, big party going on. I just couldn't believe they're drinking soda pop.
That's why they
were. Oh, was Andy there? Was Andy there?
Yeah, no, I wasn't there.
I'll report back as soon as I hear anything else.
Okay, great. Thanks. We appreciate it. So, is there anything else? Anything else on that we would need to discuss? John, thanks for bringing that back up. Good thing you said something. I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, if not, I'll make a motion at 7:55 to adjourn.
Okay, we got a motion. Got a second?
I'll second that motion, Ron. Okay, I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, good seeing everybody. Talk to you later. Right. Hey, bye-bye.